Back in the 80s, I used to dream of being on the radio. It's not the 80s anymore, unfortunately, but fortunately for those wanting to be heard all over the world, thanks to Anchor, it's free. Check them out. They give you the creation tools that allow you to record and edit your own podcast right from your own phone or computer. And we couldn't do that back in the 80s. Now you can even add any song from Spotify directly to your episodes. The possibilities are endless for what you can create, whether it's music analysis, your own radio show, or something the world's never heard before. Anchor will also distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. You can even make money from your own podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. So download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started. Now go out there and share something awesome with the world. You are listening to the one and only greatest 80s show in the world. This is Back to the 80s Radio with Toscano and Chang. Thanks for being with us. For the last few weeks, we've been talking about the top 10 and the top 5 songs of the 1980s. Today, we're going to pass that halfway mark and jump over into 1986, briefly touching on Billboard's list, but mainly concentrating on our own list. I do want to remind you guys to leave us a review wherever you listen to us and give us your thumbs up, all the stars that you can, because you are the reason why we keep coming back week after week to talk about the greatest decade ever. Now with us, as always, in the studio is a man who once thought that Mike and the Mechanics was an auto shop in L.A. and that Bananarama was something you ate after a big meal. But we here at Back to the 80s call him the Chang.
Silence! I thought I'd enter the show in a reminiscent song of Kiri. I know a song that you love that's on our list tonight. For tonight, it is great to be back in the driver's seat because I am 5-1 as I have whooped my compadre's ass in all our Billboard lists. And tonight, Toscano, do you hear me loud and clear? We are not.
Wait a second. Why? Yeah, I can hear you. First of all, you're in denial. Secondly, you're delusional again.
No.
It's 5-1 in my favor. But either way, you know, whatever. Go ahead and believe that. It's okay. Like I said once before, it doesn't cost anything to drink.
How many drinks have you had? How many drinks have you had already to think that you are on top of me? Because tonight we hit 1986. Truly. A bad list tonight, Toscano. And judging by all the songs on the list, you like 99 of them.
I probably do. On that note, let's take a quick break. When we come back, there's more of Billboard's 1986 Top 5 list and also Toscano and Chang's. Don't go away.
It certainly is a big bun.
It's a very big bun.
Big fluffy bun.
It's a very big fluffy bun.
Where's the beef?
Some hamburger places give you a lot less beef on a lot of bun.
Where's the beef?
At Wendy's, we serve a hamburger we modestly call a single. And Wendy's single has more beef than the Whopper or Big Mac. At Wendy's, you get more beef and less bun.
Hey, where's the beef? I don't think there's anybody back there.
You want something better. Your Wendy's kind of beef.
Welcome back to Back to the 80s by Toscano and Chang. Tonight, we are going heads up, 1986, Billboard's top 100 hits of that year. Let me give a shout out to anybody that loved the band Climax back in the 1980s. Let me give a shout out to anybody out there right now wearing possibly a mismatched sock. Anybody out there looking outside or standing outside with a water hose going, God damn, it's hot. How are you? Your special shout out to all of you ladies and gentlemen in the military. Thank you very much. Special shout out to you in the medical profession. A special shout out to you, all you teachers on break, getting ready to get those kids in class. You know who you are.
I've got a few shout-outs, but I do want to let everybody know that with all the crap that's going on nowadays, we're here in a good place. We're here together celebrating the 80s. And if you didn't grow up in the 80s and you only wish that you did, this is the place that's to be. I want to give a very special shout-out to an amazing young gal by the name of Ida, who is in Atlanta spending time with one of her great friends. A big shout-out to Shadow Stevens and his Mental Radio, Theater of the Mind. We want you to go pay him a visit, wear some headphones, lay back, and enjoy the ride at mentalradio.net. Also, a big shout-out to Dave from Dave's Archives on YouTube. If you get a chance, go ahead and check him out. He's always sharing commercials from the 1980s and the 90s and 70s with the world and showing commercials that just bring back all the nostalgia and all those memories right back again. Hope to have you back on the show, Dave. And also a big shout out to Brian Curtis from Bad Attitude, who will be with us on the show very soon with the entire band on a Back to the 80s special radio concert. So stick around for the details in the upcoming shows. And everybody who listens to us, I think so. You just got to get your tickets early. A big shout out to everybody listening to us.
I need tickets.
Yeah, of course. You're the number one guy who needs a ticket. A big shout out to you guys that are listening to us through Pandora, Apple, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Overcast, Radio Public, and everywhere else like iHeartRadio and TuneIn. A big shout out to our beautiful Facebook 80s fans and everyone else who loves the 80s. We've got a great show for you today because we're going once again head-to-head, toe-to-toe, talking about the music that makes us smile, that makes us laugh and cry, talking about the music that you just want to listen to it forever and let time stand still. So we're continuing our battle. Whose list will reign supreme? There are some major events that happened in 1986 before we get into the music. And just to pass over a few of them, you got to remember 1986, a lot of events happened, including the Hands Across America charity event. Remember that? Everybody holding Hands Across America. There's pictures, videos, and things like that. Halley's Comet was able to be seen here on Earth. And they said that the next time we'll be able to enjoy it would be 75 years later. So we're probably not going to be able to see it again. The Oprah Winfrey Show debuted nationally. April 26th of 1986, the Soviet nuclear reactor Chernobyl exploded, releasing radioactive material across pretty much the entire world and unsafe for the next 1,000 years to be there. But I think the most memorable thing that happened, Chang, and I know you'll probably agree with me, the most memorable thing of 1986 was a very sad event. And that was when the space shuttle Challenger disintegrated 73 seconds after launching, killing all seven astronauts on board. We can all remember where we were that day. I remember I was in science class at school watching the event, and then our teacher froze. I'll never forget that because my teacher froze and gently went over to the television. She didn't even turn it off, but she went up to put the volume up higher, and that's where we found out what had happened. But I think you would agree that that's probably the most memorable national event of 1986.
Yeah, you know what? What's crazy about that? I remember my kids were very eager to get to school because they were going to watch that event on TV and then discuss it in class. And, you know, I was at home with Mrs. Chang, and we witnessed that. And the only thing that we could even fashion out of our mouths was like, oh my God, our kids, you know, our three girls just saw that. We explained to our girls that they died heroes. It was a sad time, I think, for all of youth that was growing and learning that they wanted to create a dream and follow their dream, where all hopes were up on that because everything else prior was going to shit. We can't even get people into space like we did without these beautiful seven individuals who have now perished.
I can tell you that the cost of living in 1986, there were a few things that stand out. The average cost of a new home was around $89,430. Can you believe that? And the average income per year was $22,400. You know what's even more shocking than that? Is that there are some people today in 2022 making less than $22,000 a year.
Yes,
How do they expect to live? It's a disaster all over the place. The average monthly rent in 1986 was $385, bro. And now $2,000 to $3,000. On that note, we're going to take a short little break. When we come back, we will be talking about Billboard's top five of 1986. Stick around.
If they were a laxative, they'd be so powerful you could stand on your head and shit on the ceiling.
That position would not only be unavailing, but also undignified.
And now, back to the 80s with Toscano and Chang.
This is Back to the 80s Radio. Thanks for joining us. We are going to be going over Billboard's Hot 100 list and mentioning the top 10. We're going to do top 5, but you know what? Let's just do a top 10 list. This is what Billboard said was the top 10 songs of the entire year. And both Chang and I, you already know who are listening, that we're going to disagree. I don't think they all sucked. I love the majority of these songs, if not all of them. But let's go quickly over them. Chang, number 10, who did Billboard say was the number 10 song?
Number 10 would be, oh, of course, you know I love this cat, Mr. Robert Palmer with Addicted to Love. Robert Palmer, this guy died a bachelor, hot chicks all around him. He always dressed to impress, great artist, great vocal range. This is one that instead of number 10, it should be number 1. Robert Palmer with Addicted to Love.
Okay.
Silence.
Number 9.
Dirty Italian. Number
9 from Mr. Mister is a song that Kiri from their album Welcome to the Real World. It was actually released Christmas of 85 and it became number 9 on Billboard's top 100. Phenomenal song. I love Kiri. Number 8,
this song has Toscano all over it.
That's right, because I love Survivor and Burning Heart from Rocky IV, from the soundtrack of Rocky IV. Oh, this is one of those songs that you can hear at the gym. You can hear it when you're in your iRock Z or your Trans Am, and it will get your
anything
blood pumping.
Anything Italian, you just jump on it.
You got it. All right, who was number 7?
Wait a minute. Let's back up.
Here we go.
Your iRock Z. So only your Italian.
Yeah. I also said Trans Am. Same car, but different look.
You're missing the point, my friend.
Yeah.
That is a very bigot observation that only you Italians could crank on Survivor.
I didn't say that. You're the one who said that.
Or a Cadillac.
No, you're the one who said
just
that.
Just because you're fortunate because your dad wore shark skin suits and carried a .45 and took you to places in the dark realm of the syndication of the underground crime world.
Right.
Now I understand why you love some of this music, because it's like it hides you from being a true criminal.
Okay.
In your true Italian essence.
All right.
I just cracked it.
All right. Number 7 from the Billboard's top 100, top 10 list is from Eddie Murphy. His probably one and only hit, which was a collaboration between him and Rick James. It was actually written and produced by Rick James. And this came out from...
Cocaine is a hell of a drug.
It was. And he came to find that out personally. But, I mean, this song is still played today, and a lot of people are... I think it's more popular today than it was back then.
You know what? When I heard this song, I was like, oh, it's Eddie Murphy being his hilarious self. And then when I thought, wait, Rick James is in this song. And I thought, wow, they were doing a lot of cocaine to think that this song was actually good.
I guarantee you they were doing a lot of that. In number 6 is a talented, beautiful, beautiful artist who passed away too soon, who unfortunately suffered of drug addiction and many other addictions as well. And she had a very sad ending to her life. And it's none other than Whitney Houston with the song How Will I Know in place number 6.
This song should have been ranked up way before Climax, I Miss You at number 3, or even with Say You, Say Me with Lionel Richie. Because, I mean, we're talking about
definitely
frickin' Houston. Whitney Houston was one of the greatest R&B gospel singers of her generation, right behind Aretha Franklin, Diana Ross, anybody of that magnitude. I think the only artist we have close to a Whitney Houston is probably a Jennifer Hudson nowadays. Whitney Houston, I think, got ripped off on the charts. She should be way higher. Whitney Houston, I got to tell you, should be number one. I'm telling you right now.
And we go on.
You don't
number
agree?
Number five. In number five, and I love this song too, but in number five is a song that was recorded by Mr., released in June of 1985 as the lead single from their second album, Welcome to the Real World. The song peaked at number one on the Billboard Hot 100 in December of 85, and it remained for 2 weeks until it hit number five in 1986. This is Broken Wings by Mr.
Very important that you said after 2 weeks, because, I mean, come on. The name is very catchy. Look at what they had. They are already in two songs in the top 10. Kiri and this song.
Absolutely.
I'm sorry, but Mr. is a Mr. Miss and a Mr. Miss to me.
Okay.
I know. This band has no reason to be two songs deep in the top 10.
You, sir, are the biggest hater of music that I have ever met.
You, my friend.
Number four on Billboard's Top 100, Top 10.
Oh, this song is truly sucked just as bad as the last
Patti one. Patti LaBelle and Michael McDonald with On My Own. I would have to agree. Number three is, of course, your favorite, Chang, Climax with I Miss You. Number two, you mentioned it already, Lionel Richie with Say You, Say Me. And Billboard's top song of the entire year, 1986, is a song written by Burt Bacharach and Carol Bayer. It was That's What Friends Are For. This is Back to the 80s Radio. When we come back, get ready, because Toscano and Chang's and Back to the 80s Radio list of 1986 is coming up. Don't mind the hater.
Commercials, bad. Music, good. Now, with zero commercials. Please help support and send your donation today.
We are going back to the 80s.
You son of a monkey, I'm bringing us back with a bow. Shut up and listen. Welcome back to the 80s. Toscano and Chang right here on the hang. We are in the ring, mano y mano. Art apologies if we offended you, if any of those top songs were on your playlist. Because Toscano and Chang want to be your best friends, you know, in your cubicle, in those speakers. And we don't want to offend you, but if you have any one of those top 10 songs in your playlist, I can only speak for myself, because I know Toscano will say, I love that song. You are a sad individual. Out of the top Billboard hits of 1986, my number five falls in at The Cars. At number 81 with Tonight She Comes. The great band, The Cars, which emerged out of Boston in 1976. Elliot Easton, Greg Hawkins, Rick Ocasek, and the late, great Benjamin Orr crashed upon to give us this hit after a devastating first two album crunches in the United States.
They were okay. It was off of their...
I won.
Okay. Thank you. I've heard that before. Yeah, I don't need any votes. I won. All right. My number five is a band that has been not only forgotten, but it's one of those hits that has become a gem, you know, a diamond in the rough, and it's just been hiding because you don't hear this song too much. However, I can tell you that coming in at number 37 is a song from a single released by the British band Level 42 from 1985. It's Level 42 with a song, Something About You, on Back to the 80s Radio. That was Something About You from Level 42 from the album World Machine. was released in several countries. Chang, of course, you would imagine it came out in the UK, the United States. It hit as their second top 10 in the UK, reaching number 6 on the UK singles chart. And it was certified gold in Canada in 86. It was certified gold. And also in the United States. And it even has the pleasure of being on the Grand Theft Auto 4 and Vice City FM radio station soundtrack.
You know, that's all good. That's a game that I do not like my grandchildren to play such violence with crappy music.
Oh, whatever. Whatever. Go on to your number 4. I just destroyed the cars with level 42 because it's a hidden gem.
The name alone, level 42.
See, cat got your tongue there?
Now, cat when somebody goes, hey, listen, when somebody would tell me, hey, you got to listen to the new track by level 42, I would automatically think I'm going to play a video game, level 42. Now, moving on to my number 4, another Grand Slam, Chang Bang.
Yeah, I can't wait.
In Excess. That's right, the great In Excess. Oh, you know I love this band. Straight out of South Wales, Sydney.
Yeah.
They broke out as the Ferris Brothers in 1977. Oh, the late, great Michael Hutchence. This song talks to me in so many tongues. Toscano, you cannot even imagine. And why can you not imagine? Because this song hit number 56 in this crappy top 100 list. What you need right here at Back to the 80s with Toscano and Chang. I won again. How many times can I proclaim victory?
As many times
that was
as
a great song.
Whatever makes
can
you feel
wait,
good.
Hold on. Can you see me right now?
No.
What am I doing?
I have no idea.
Wait, okay, well, we'll put the camera on, because look at this. You know what's funny? I love you like a brother. We get into these lists, and when I listen back to you, when I listen back, I was like, huh, that son of a bitch really didn't like my song.
He was my friend. Okay. I actually rude. Like In Excess.
It was really rude.
Yeah. hello. We're back. Yes, this is the Chang. Did I ever tell you that I attended the University of Trump? Yes, it's no longer in business, but I did graduate from the Trump University. Call me the Chang. It's where they gave me my title. Trump himself gave me my nickname, Chang. Oh,
this is serious. You beat a dick. No, I mean, the way you boasted my ego way beyond I would boast my own ego. But here we go. Welcome back to Back to the 80s with Toscano and Chang. And I have just taken the lead with with number 56, What You Need by In Excess. Yes, I am a true graduate of the Trump School, as in I am number one. Ask Toscano. Toscano, did I not graduate from the school of Trumpness? And did I not win with number 56 from In Excess? What you need? What you need is to hear that song again, you rat bastard.
Yes. According to your university, yes, you win them all. it's a great song, I got to admit. But anyway, now that we're back on track for my number 4, falling in on the list of Billboard's top 100, it falls in at number 62, and the song is by The Outfield. Great song. This is Your Love. From the album Play Deep. This is Back to the 80s Radio. That was The Outfield with Your Love, coming in number 62, coming in number 4 on Toscano's list of the top 5 songs of 1986. Ladies and gentlemen, this, of course, is one of those bands that it can portray the 80s in every movie. It's just a mainstream rock song. It's just a good song all the way around. Tony Lewis passed on not too long ago. He was the lead singer and the bassist of this pop rock band, The Outfield.
You know, it was a great song. They were a good band. The way I looked at The Outfield, I thought The Outfield would possibly become something like another Genesis, You know what I'm saying? Something of that magnitude. But I don't think their material was sold enough and really didn't reach a popular outcry out there like I thought they should. I always thought they were a good band, but I thought that their name alone was a little bit constricting. The Outfield. Okay, The Outfield. I remember watching.
It was very different to hear The Outfield from an English band, you know? I would have expected it from a band here in the United States, being that we play baseball here. But and that wasn't even my favorite song from them. My favorite song from them was All the Love in the World. I could still hear that song just blasted in the car. This is the One and Only Back to the 80s Radio. We're going to take a quick time out. When we come back, there's more given to us by Toscano and Chang.
You're listening to Back to the 80s.
Ooh. Welcome, everybody. Another edition of the Love-Hate Doctors. I am Dr. Love Whippin. And to my right, your left, or to your left, my right, whichever, is the incomparable Dr. Keith Sweet. Ooh, that sounds sweet.
Hi, everybody. Passing.
Today we have Dr. Yes. We have...
Passing, everybody. Yes.
Hi, everybody.
It's a special today, day for us. It's a special day.
Today, Doctor. It is. It is. And this is more special because we're in for Toscano and Chang. Just now in the beginning, they've given us an opportunity to take over for these two young lads. And I wanted to read a letter that comes from Madeline. And Madeline writes,
Madeline.
Dear Steve, I just wanted to tell you that I don't think that things are working out between us, and I hate to do this, but it's better if we end things now. I'm sorry, I can't say for sure what the future will hold for you, but I know for me, it's going to be much brighter than it has until now. I will be able to save more money and to go places where you could never take me because you've never had a job. Thank you for being my first one-night stand in town. Wish I knew you worked in my new office before we slept together, though. Signed, Madeline. Doctor, that's a serious letter. And yes, it's never a good idea that you get involved with somebody that you work with, is it?
It's almost like telling a dog, don't bite the hand that feeds you. Whenever you decide to carry on a relationship in the workplace, all it does is bring negativity to the workplace and stress to the relationship because you constantly have to remember, well, she sat on my face last night, and how am I going to look at her in the office meeting for the next
doctor,
hour?
Doctor, please, please. What kind of advice can you give both Madeline and Steve?
Well, my first advice would be to Steve. Now, Steve, your name rhymes with leave, so I suggest you do so and leave the relationship with your head up. And as for Madeline, Madeline, keep your options open because it seems like you're a devastatingly mad tramp that just came up with a witty, poor excuse of reason to dump on poor Steve. Madeline, I'm going to leave you in the hands of my compadre and my partner, Dr. Love Weapon, to finish this up because I've got to get to Montebello Golf Course and finish my 18 holes.
Well, Madeline, I've got a song that I would like to leave both you and Steve with.
Doctor, I don't feel she's worthy of a song. She is not worthy.
It's by Eddie Money.
She is a cold-hearted
prostitute. Take me home tonight. Oh, please, Madeline, take me home tonight. And Steve, too bad it didn't work out. Till next time. Oh, thank you, Dr. Sweet. Thank you for being with me on the show. So sweet.
You are listening to Back to the 80s with Toscano and Chang, and we are your love-hate doctors. DJ, roll that song.
This is the one and only Back to the 80s. Now we have the ever-wondrous Chang trying to beat me on this list. If you've just joined us for the very first time, today's show, we are on number 3. Chang is going to try to destroy my list of the best songs of 1986. Chang, number 3, who do you got?
My number 3 can only start off like this. It's Toscano.
I don't mind a bit dirty, babe.
Okay, the number three Chang Bang goes to Prince with the song Kiss that fell into number 19 on the Billboard Top 100. Top hits of 1986. The Chang Bang goes to no other than the king of sway and feeling that thing, Prince and the Revolution with Kiss. Oh, yeah. You cannot beat the Prince, my brother. You can't. You can't. Unless you got some Michael Jackson, go sit in your seat and feel yourself beneath. Good. I'm victorious. Move on. Please pick up your song. I'm victorious. It doesn't even matter what you pick. Listeners, give us a thumb. I won. Thank you.
I got to admit, Chang.
Changsters, gangsters, all of you.
You have won 1 point because Kiss from Prince from the album Parade was a great song. Ranked at number 85 on the Rolling Stones list as one of the top 500 greatest songs of all time. Just had to mention that in there. Great song, Prince. Great artist. All right. For my number two is a band that from Southern California, a band that I can tell you had the greatest guitarist of all time. They got rid of their first frontman in 84, which in my opinion was a much better frontman. But I can tell you that Sammy Hagar still has some great chops and still was worthy to be in Van Halen. And Van Halen, with their number 69 on the Billboard's Top 100 list of Why Can't This Be Love on Back to the 80s Radio. That was Why Can't This Be Love by Van Halen, the one, the only. The song was released as the lead single from 5150 through Warner Brothers Records, and it was the first single with their lead vocalist, Sammy Hagar, who replaced the Diamond Dave.
My number one falls at number 40 in the Billboard Top 100 Hits of 1986, and that is the Evermore Miami Sound Machine with come on, baby, do that conga with Miami Sound Machine. Come on, give me the conga. I am number one. Oh, she was gorgeous. She was sensational. She can get any. She was not only gorgeous, but she was a very strong spokesperson for any 80s Latina individual taking claim in being her own and being a leader. She can gyrate. She can vibrate. She could take a room to its knees. Oh, yes, Gloria. Gloria, Agloria, yeah.
Okay, now you went U2 on us. Okay.
Whatever.
However, that was a good song. I got to admit, that was a good song. I'm going to give you 2 points out of the five so far. You've done great. This is your best year so far, 1986. All right. Now, are you guys ready for number one on my list? I know everybody's ready because I want to give a little background on this song, because the music video of this song was shot on the rooftop of this apartment building at 548 South Spring Street in Los Angeles. And when asked about the song's lyrics, one of the singers said, what the song is about is basically saying that a guy has broken up with a girl, realized that he should have never broken up with this girl, and he's still really deeply in love with her. Sort of like a warning to people, like, you never know how good you got it until you don't have it anymore. And I'm talking about from the album Fahrenheit, the single I'll Be Over You by Toto on Back to the 80s Radio. That was Toto, I'll Be Over You. Chang, that song stirs so many emotions in me. I absolutely go bonkers when this song comes on the radio. And I mean, that's one of the main reasons why we play it on K-Hits 92.5. And it's another reason why I play it all the time in the car. And I would just, this is kind of like the song from The Outfield, All the Love in the World. Just fantastic songs. Great. I love them.
You know what comes to my mind when you bring up Toto? Rosanna.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Rosanna.
Dad in Africa should come to your mind.
I never thought I would see a girl like you.
Oh, please. Please, Rosanna. No. But look, I'm going to do one thing for you, Chang. In honor of our...
You're not going to play that song. No.
In honor of our 80s fans, I'm going to do one thing to help you out. Okay, because I do feel bad having won five out of the six so far. Yeah, because
really?
I won tonight. Now,
really?
Let me tell you what I'm going to do just for you. Oh. And for tonight and every night from here on in until we finish our 80s music countdown.
So when you proclaim victory. Right,
for
you
your bonus victory, song.
Falsifying your document.
For your bonus song. It doesn't have to be on the Billboard list. It can be off of the list. There.
No,
I'm giving you a chance.
I am giving you a chance. You bring up this rule when the Chang, the master of music.
I'm just giving you a chance.
The disc jockey of the musical vibration sensation.
That's fine.
That's banging with the Chang. Has to come up with a song off the list at
you
the
don't
top
have
of
to
you're
no,
cheating.
I said you
overwhelms me.
No, I said I'm giving you a chance. You don't have to. If you want to stick to the Billboard top 100, that's fine, but I just wanted to let you know I'm giving you that chance. Do you wish to take it?
So you think you can go off the cuff? I will pick a song that I think is greater than the list, and I'll let Chang know now so he can struggle and find a song.
No.
Yes, I know.
No, because my list is on the Billboard list, and I'm still going to beat yours.
Oh, really? Is that a fact?
Yeah, my list is from the Billboard list. My bonus song is from the Billboard list, but if you want,
no,
I can go off the list as well.
You seem to be so cocky and arrogant. Please, by all means, give me your bonus track right now. Shed light upon me and the listeners on your greatness. Please, by all means, go ahead. You self-righteous egomaniac.
Okay, since you're giving me a chance to go first, I can tell you this. The song that I have chosen from the Billboard Top 100 to slay Chang's every little song on his little list. From the album Slippery When Wet, the one and only Bon Jovi, falling in at number 30 in the top 100 from Billboard, falling into my bonus song, You Give Love a Bad Name, on Back to the 80s Radio.
They also gave hard rock and metal a bad name. Pretty Boy Wussies from Jersey. Shot through the
heart! That was You Give Love a Bad Name by Bon Jovi. Told you I was going to stick to the list. It's from the album Slippery When Wet. Bon Jovi may not be able to sing anymore, but when he used to sing, this song was just a shot through the heart. No pun intended. I just slayed your list. Thank you so much for joining us. We can now quit and cut the show without hearing your bonus song.
This song goes out to all of my fellow Americanos. All my fellow. That's right. Stand tall, we are Americans. This is from the godfather of rock and roll, soul, and everything in between.
Here's Falco.
Oh, from the late, great Reverend James Brown, falling at number 65 in the Billboard Top 100 Rock and Roll Songs in 1986. No other than James, the Soul Patrol. The funk master, rhythm and blues king, Brown, the Chang, will take the show, the victory, with none other than Living in America.
Yeah, you had to copy my soundtrack from Rocky IV. You had to copy it. That's okay.
What? You know
That's
what?
Okay.
You're angry because...
You didn't win. This song barely made it to the list.
Sylvester Stallone did not dance in the video.
You can
video.
Keep your Living in America. The only one who danced to this song was Apollo Creed, okay? And maybe you. Oh, my God. I don't know what to say. We're going to be right back. This is Back to the 80s Radio.
I feel good.
Welcome back. This is Back to the 80s Radio. Thank you, guys. It's been a blast spending this time with you, you guys, and us, that we all love the 80s together. I want you guys to join us next week as we go head-to-head in my personal favorite year, 1987. So don't miss it. I also want to remind you guys to keep listening through your favorite platform and leave us a review. Give us 5 stars, thumbs up or thumbs down. But please, we need your guys' reviews. Very important. Also, if you want to drop us a note, let us know maybe a topic that you want us to discuss here on Back to the 80s Radio, feel free to do so. The email is back2the80sradio@gmail.com. That's back2the80sradio@gmail.com. In the meantime, have an amazing week. Go out there into the world and share the 80s with someone who needs it. In times like this, we all need more Back to the 80s Radio. I love you all.
Before I release you to another Changtastic weekend, this is Chang wishing you all to be great. Stand up for something bigger than yourselves. Stand up for somebody that can't stand up for themselves. We're going to take it out with one song, and that song falls in. That's right, babies. Number 72 from John Cougar Mellencamp with Small Town. So I bid you all an hasta la vista, hasta mañana, hasta luego, sayonara, arrivederci to all my homies in every barrio, far and beyond. Orale.